Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Bella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from Kim Pickens, and she's going to tell us about some expanded bereavement services at Pella Regional Health Center and the Hospice of Pella.
All right, well, first, can I have you introduce yourself and tell me what you do here at Pella Regional Health Center?
My name is Kim Pickett. I'm the bereavement coordinator with Hospice of Pella. My main job responsibilities include helping families work through that grieving and mourning period after the death of a loved one. So I can meet with families or individuals on whatever basis works best for them, oftentimes through phone calls, individual counseling, or we offer many support group opportunities for them as well.
Tell me about some of the support groups and counseling services that you provide.
Currently, we have a bereavement support group that meets once a month, and that is more of a general group for the population that have maybe lost a friend, a relative, a coworker, and it's more of a generic group. We work on some skills with grieving and what that looks like. Each person grieves individually at their own rate, and so we kind of talk about that as well as changes brought about by the death of that loved one.
Is it important to have these groups? Because I can imagine it's hard for people to talk to someone who's grieving about that process.
I think the group isn't for everyone, and I explain that for them. Some people work better individually, and some people will start on an individual counseling level and then kind of integrate up into a group setting. I think it is important, though, for a lot of people in that group setting. What they get is that support from others who are going through similar situations for them, and they can get some ideas on maybe what's worked for others and kind of incorporate that into their own life. But I definitely hear that positive feedback. It helps to be around others who are going through the same situation or similar than them.
So what brought about this kind of expansion of the services you provide?
Well, hospice has provided these services. It's part of people who have gone through hospice as well as a outreach program for people in the community. So in order to attend, you do not have to have a loved one that have been through hospice. It's just part of the bereavement program that we offer, and it's free of charge.
Talk about the differences in the way people grieve, the way men and women grieve, the way adults and children grieve.
That's a very good question, and that gets brought up quite frequently. You know, men and women just in general tend to grieve at a different level, and everybody kind of has their own way of grieving. There's no right way or there's no wrong way of grieving. I think that's a very important aspect for people to realize, that grief journey is special in their own way. Men in general just have to have that kind of fix-it mentality, which is good in some respects. Oftentimes, though, men are often dealing with their own grief as well as trying to support a spouse or children in that. You know, society kind of puts that expectation onto men that they have to be strong, and in reality, and, you know, sometimes that does help to cry or help to get their feelings out by talking. Now, not all men handle it that way. You know, other men handle that through recreation or physical activities or just being around the support of others, and that's okay as well. Women in general, we tend to be more gabby and maybe have that social support group with just our friends that kind of surround us and give us that support through talking and kind of talking about that situation helps us to process that a bit as well as women. We also then see children and how they grieve. It depends on the age of the child a lot of times and how they grieve that process as well as the relationship that they had with the loved one. So sometimes with kids, you'll see them crying one minute and not knowing what brought that on. All of a sudden they miss grandma or grandpa, and then the next minute they're outside playing. And that's okay. That's how children oftentimes handle their grief, is through that physical activity as well.
You talked a little bit about societal pressures on men. Is that something that's a common problem, is that there's a societal pressure about there's a certain way to grieve and people should stick to that?
I do see that as a societal misconception as far as the grief process. I don't think people necessarily understand that process or were educated on that well enough. I do hear many times that, well, so-and-so isn't grieving or so-and-so isn't doing it right. Well, there is no right or wrong way of doing the grieving process. You know, that just depends on a lot of aspects as far as our personality, our support group, the strength of the relationship between the person who has passed away. There are just many different concepts to consider with that. So I think just to remember that there is no right or wrong way. It's just your own special way of going through that process.
So how can people get in touch with you to figure out how to participate in these workshops and these counseling sessions and these groups?
Pella Regional has that information on their website. Our groups are listed on the calendar. Or they can call me directly at 641-620-5059.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Kim Pickens with Pella Regional Health Center and the Hospice of Pella. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.